Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dan Holden says, so Naomi Osaki can pull out of a tournament and she's a hero, but the Astros players can't pull out of an exhibition game. GTFO. First of all, you're conflating somebody who said they're pulling out for mental health reasons and somebody else who just wants to go be with his wife. It's all good either way. I'm consistent in my thoughts that you don't, you know, I thought it was some of the Naomi Osaki stuff. When you look at it, I thought it was the timing of some of it was a little off, and I said it at the time, not to question mental health concerns that she has, because I'm sure they're very real.
She's doubled down with not going to Wimbledon.
But I think you could also get to a point where you manage, just like Zach Greinke is kind of, you manage the atmosphere around the questions and how long it lasts and all that stuff.
Yeah, regardless, everybody's different.
But regardless, I'm already telling you why. And then Jackie says, we've all bitched about the Astros being made the face of cheating, especially Altuve. Now y'all are all upset that you don't want to go and keep taking bullets for all this. I'm not saying taking bullets. You're literally confronting those guys. Do you have something to say now? Because with your cheating ass, you know Carlos Beltran cheated with you. You know Garrett Spider Tack has been cheating. I'm saying if you're really about it, go confront them and go say, I'm right here. Do you have something to say? Do you have something to say? Excuse me. And to your point, Dan, about this exhibition game, it's an exhibition game, but I talked about the fact that I think it's bad for baseball if stars don't show up. I would not call Carlos Correa one of the stars of baseball. I think he is a star in Houston. He's not Tatis. And that's why I made the point of saying instead of Altuve and Correa, if Vlad Guerrero and Tatis didn't show up, that's not good for baseball because this is baseball's showcase event, and they're not doing well with young people. Yeah. So that's the point I was making. I'm just going through old Twitter.
Yeah. All right, we got people that want to get in here and talk about this Jeff Van Gundy thing. And Freaky Deke is back, so let's get him in here. What's up, Freak?
Man, what's going down? Hey, first things first, though. Yeah, I hit the mother load over there at Deke's Fine Meat, man. I still have meat. I bought some $25 bacon, and I normally don't spend $25 on bacon. So that just lets you know how far I stretched across that meat counter the other weekend. I still have meat in my freezer. So, fair fault. Astros, I like the fact that they're not going to the All-Star game. Like, man, it's the Astros versus everybody. F y'all. We staying home. I already made the team, cut me my check. I'm in. I'm out. So y'all ain't going to have a chance to boo me again, but you're going to see me after the All-Star break. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to be rejuvenated, and y'all going to have to deal with this whole squad. So, yeah, F the All-Star game. It's not mandatory. That's baseball fault. Deal with it. On the Jeff Van Gundy, we know what he meant, but Jeff Van Gundy just old. And so he said hoodlum. I wouldn't have said hoodlum. Or the kids nowadays say, oh, don't think it's sweet. You know, that's something that the kids would say. Or if you want to go all the way into it, we'll be like, man, don't let that light-skinned dude fool you. That's the equivalent.
Now, you and I both know. Now, I thought the same thing because Book, you know, he gets it inside the culture. Book, just like the light skinned guys, take a lot of heat, especially from people like Dell, who continue to bash the backcourt of the Golden State Warriors and guys like that. But you just said the magic phrase. That's a whole separate little conversation that people at home know about, or people who hang out, and if you just kick it with the same guys, that's more of a black culture thing.
So obviously. Jose said, wait, Booker's black? So, yeah, Booker catches it.
Yeah, yeah. Del, so are we going to give him, is he black, Del?
I don't play the, well, I'm not going to do what Kali said about if he, something bad happens, yeah. What would they describe him as? but yes, Devin Booker is black. Yes.
Okay,
so,
good. Okay, thank you.
So there
you
go, Jose.
And, okay.
Del has deemed him that.
I didn't deem him that.
Well,
he
you
is.
Did just
the
now.
Entire world, except for Jose, would say, oh, look, that's a light-skinned black man.
What He's about
black.
Lazy J?
What?
What about Lazy J? Where does he fall in?
I don't want to talk about it.
The other Gilbert said, would we be having this conversation?
I don't know how
That's my version. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't know how to answer that question.
The
Is
other
that
Gilbert
what said,
would we be having the same conversation if Mark Jackson had said the same thing
no.
that Van Gundy said?
No, we would not.
And that's why and that's when you recognize a double standard where you're outraged one way but not the other way, it's hard to take it seriously.
I'm
honestly.
Just upset.
But I do think the choice of words, I wouldn't have said hoodlum, but once again,
yeah.
Hoodlum is not a word that I even think.
Who says it?
But it's so old school. That's like when creep came back. You call somebody a creep or a butthole, Dell. That's so old school that when you say it, it's like, okay. It's like, this guy's a real hoodlum. It's like you're calling back a term from two generations ago.
Does Jeff Van Gundy walk by homeless people and say, get it together, hobo? What does he say? He just walks. What words does he use?
You don't know.
What black player would you call scrappy with a high motor?
He's old school.
Guess.
Pat Beverly? What black player would you say he's scrappy with a high motor?
He said, thanks, I'll hang up and listen.
Pat Beverly.
He said, hashtag caller Dave. So I think he was trying to make
Jose was just. But I would call Pat Beverly. Scrappy and with a high motor.
I'm going to call P.J. Tucker that.
Yeah. Because
Pat Beverly gets called dirty a lot.
Yeah.
P.J. Tucker is the epitome of the gym rat. If you want to talk about gym rat.
Scrappy ain't that. It's for a smaller guy.
No, but you don't think P.J. Tucker is a gym rat and scrappy and all that other stuff?
I don't know about scrappy for that. But
you just think scrappy.
I think scrappy
usually is, say, for guys who punch above their weight.
Yeah.
Like, man, this guy is tough for a little guy. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
And like Scrappy Doo was a little dog.
Right. So let's get Gary. Is he next? Gary's next here. What do you say, Gary?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I just wanted to say with this Van Gundy, I mean, things like this, in my opinion, it's not a big deal. I mean, I think it is a deal, right? It's just by selection of words and who's saying it. I'm 1,000% sure he didn't mean anything by it, but just in the society we live in, you know, certain things just shouldn't be said, just like as a man and certain stuff I wouldn't say about a woman that a woman can say about a woman, and it'll be looked at differently. I mean, Lance, you're in the football, right? Like, how many black receivers are deceptively fast, right? I don't think anybody means anything by it, but they usually say that for a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad thing. It's just certain things are prescribed to certain races. When you come to black people, a lot of times it happens to be, like, not good things. Like, the hoodlum, like, the actual definition is not a positive thing. Still doesn't mean that Jeff Van Gundy meant anything by it. I feel like these things should really just be small moments that people just move on from without all of this canceling. Same thing with Rachel Nichols. But that's just kind of where we are at in society. But I think it's important to realize that certain terms are ascribed to certain people, and a lot of it's unconscious. Doesn't mean anything was bad was meant by it. So that's my take on it.
So I think that's a great take. Everything you said, I think, is a really good point that, you know, that's a term I would avoid personally just because I know that the heat that comes with it. Unless you're trying to make a point that we can't let you censor everything, when you know there's no intent, you don't get a chance to just bully and leverage a power you have over people with social media or whatever. Unless you're trying to make that point, that's one where I'd just be like, I just don't feel like I'm not going to deal with that. I think it'd be funny to use that term to call him that because he looks one way, but he's really this way. Because we all know what he meant. But Gary is right. I mean, you know where you are in society. You know that, and especially, and it would be a small moment. In 2007, before Twitter, it's a very small moment. But now it gets a chance to be a bigger moment.
It's a headline on Larry Brown. I'm like, really?
Yeah, but you're also talking about groups that aggregate, you got to get as much content as possible
out
there.
Right. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of words you can't use anymore, like broads. You can't say that anymore, Del.
When's the last time you referred to someone as a broad?
Last week. John did.
No.
So I was in this
So I was in the Prime Sports, and this broad brought over the fried rice. And I told the broad, I said, "Hey, broad."
I didn't say that.
Rice, don't you just march on over there and bring back my Coors Light while you're at it.
This is so unbelievable because I never ordered fried rice there. So that's just unbelievable what he said.
Have you used the word dinghy and broad together at any point? When's the last time you've done it is really the question.
Not anymore. Not this year. Because you know what? 2021, everything's changed.
And you are an ally.
I am an ally. I am. Are you, though? Yes, I am.
Are you, though?
Yes, I am. Yes. What is Alex? Is Alex up there?
Yeah, we got Alex as well.
All right, let's get him in before we take a break. Alex, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's going on?
How are you?
Dale, thank God for you for keeping these guys in line and stuff like that, man, getting them in and
sometimes.
Out and stuff like that.
Sometimes.
I just about Jeff Van Gundy, man. I really know that there aren't people out here trying to call Van Gundy racist. There were these people when he was breaking up that fight between Alonzo Mourning and whatever Knicks he was trying to beat the hell out of. I've never seen a racist white man jumping between seven footers to try to break up a fight.
Stop fighting black people! I will make sure that my racial dominance is.
Yeah, that's not really something to hear that much about.
We're talking about Devin Booker. I think Devin Booker's half white. So Devin was Van Gundy calling the hoodlum.
Oh, that's a fair point, Dale.
Would you two like to answer the question?
I'm going to defer to John.
Well, I always ask the question.
Let me get my gavel.
If you can get Van Gundy back home, I'm sure we could ask him.
Yeah.
Which question would you rather answer? Which half? The Rachel Nichols stuff?
Alex is setting up that rabbit. He's setting up that rabbit snare for us.
We did.
One more thing about Hoodlum. As obscure as Hoodlum is, a couple weeks ago, he referenced another player by saying he looked like a choir boy, but he played like a knife fighter. Knife fighter is even more obscure than Hoodlum. So, Justin Gundy's just old, and I don't know what he's reaching for there, but he couldn't pull knife fighters if he forgot it. He said it two or three times a couple weeks ago, and he couldn't pull a knife fighter because it's even more obscure than Hoodlum.
He said knife fighter?
He said, "Knife fighter, man." He looks like a quiet
Jeff is just working. Did you hear when he quoted Jay Z last night? Hold on, Alex. Did you hear when he did you? Alex, did you hear when he quoted Jay Z? He came with a Jay Z quote in the third quarter.
That was an obscure Jay Z quote for me, and I'm a Jay Z fan. But
I don't even know. Are we sure that's a Jay Z quote? I don't even know that Jay Z quote.
What did he say?
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't even know it then. He said, he was talking about Devin Booker, and then he said, his father, Mel, and he's like, you know, it's like the great Jay-Z once said. And then he said some saying, and Bryn goes, what? Mark Jackson goes, hold on a second, because Van Gundy quoted Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z, I'm telling you, Van Gundy's just, you know what he's doing? He's like the comedian that goes on the road before he does his big tour. And he goes and starts workshopping different jokes and things. He's workshopping Hoodlum, knife fighter. He's going to work. Okay, I'm going to say choir boy. All right, we're going to go choir boy. And then what can I come? What's a juxtaposition off of choir boy I can use? Let's just work some things out here. Let me see if I can fire off a Jay-Z line in a quote. Somebody probably said, Jeff, like one of his former players said, you need to work this quote in by Jay-Z and watch a reaction you get.
Yeah.
Somebody probably did that.
All right, when we get back, there is some sound from a game last night that you got to hear. Next, right here on ESPN 90s. We're going to get off the Jeff Van Gundy. We can get back to it later if y'all want, but let's get back to baseball on the other side. Right now, though, I'm getting back to Chastain Ford. One of the first things that the peeps over at Chastain Ford will ask you is, where do your payments have to be? What is it that you, where is it? Because they don't want you to be upside down. They don't want you to have to struggle. Everybody's got to have a car, especially in this city. You got to have a car. So you want the best car that you can possibly have, but you don't want it to be where you can't afford it. It's got to be affordable. It's got to be right in your budget. It's got to be right where you're comfortable with it. And that is happening every single day at Chastain Ford. But listen. So when you're buying a certain package, it comes with leather. It comes with the sunroof. It comes with the back window on the F-150. It comes with the bedliner. Well, I don't want all that stuff. That's not what I want. I don't want to pay for stuff that I don't want. Well, how about this? You order exactly what you want for from Chastain Ford, and they're going to get it to you exactly how you want it. You order it online at ChastainFord.com, or you get to the dealership on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, or you give them a call. It's so simple. It's so wonderful. It's the best process. You're looking for that Ford car or truck. It's Chastain Ford.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
I remember when I lost my mind.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Breaking news. It appears as though Devin Booker, and this came in through Twitter, Childish Altuve said, Book is Mexican. Get it straight. Jose, when he said this, are we sure when he said, wait, Booker's black? I thought those two Hispanic gentlemen were just making, and I realized, hold on, I better go check up on his, because I know he's biracial. His mom is Monica Gutierrez.
Monica Gutierrez.
Of Mexican and Puerto Rican descent.
How about that?
So you know you can't. So our Mexican listeners are saying, no.
Why y'all
Book
get
is,
him?
He's like, Book isn't black, Book is Mexican.
You know,
I mean,
that's a problem. See, we've been asking that on this show. We ask the tough questions. If you're biracial, why does one side always get to take credit?
Yeah, it should be. That's why Dave Chappelle is ahead of the game with his racial draft.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we'll take him.
We'll take him. Right.
No,
Tiger was the first
him.
To go.
Tiger was the first. Yeah.
Yeah. But Collie asked a question years ago.
We had a caller who was... I think black racist is fair.
Yeah, no,
I think that's a very fair description.
No, he's just racist. He didn't call him black racist. He's just racist.
Well, it's just if I say racist, you think of one thing. And
no,
Collie
you
was,
can,
and
if Collie, you say racist. You
well, he was a black guy that was racist.
He's racist, yes.
Yeah, he's a racist. So he asked the question. Whoa, John Lance.
No,
hold on a second.
We were talking about somebody like, wait a minute, Tiger Woods is not.
He's Cablin Asian.
Yeah, he's
Asian.
He was upset about that.
Yeah,
and he said, no, he's black. And we're like, no. His mom is from Taiwan or whatever. He's not just black. And he goes, wait, if he was in a bank and they thought he robbed somebody, what would the officer say?
If he robbed a bank,
yeah.
What would they call him? Black guy robbed a bank.
Would they call him Cablin Asian? And John goes, well, okay, you got that one. Like John actually bowed to Conley and said, you're right.
Yeah, black guy robbed a bank.
But not now. Not in this day and age.
What about Gilbert Spike? What would happen?
Well, we can't. That's an untrustworthy narrator.
What if Devin Booker robbed Gilbert Spike?
If I were a Mexican basketball fan, I wouldn't want to just get like, y'all need to stop saying Devin Booker is black.
Yeah.
We need to stop
Who was just out there saying that? Is
Everybody.
The first caller.
People say Devin Booker is Mexican?
With the first call, he was like, oh, it's a black guy, so you can call him a hoodlum. No.
You can't call.
My wife claims my kids is Mexican.
Well, they're half Mexican.
And
right?
I'm like, you going to say about snacks?
Zierlein, the Mexican.
He's the biggest weddo in the game. Hmm? Snacks looks like a straight weddo. But then, my son and daughter get the olivey, you know, mm-hmm. they have the beautiful
I'm
skin.
Familiar with that.
Yeah, you
I'm
got
with that
all
whole
that.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you got all that.
So let's get to. We got to get
tomato gravy. Running
this is
your
some
system.
Good sound.
Tomato
here.
Gravy.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a gravy. It's just a gravy. It's not tomato gravy.
I don't know.
What the hell?
Just like he's just a racist, not
a
black racist.
Not a black racist. It's just a racist. So last night, Scherzer's on the mound. Who I think he's trying to throw it so he can get here.
Certainly, the question I asked.
So he wants to get to Houston, right? So he wants to throw some games. Last night, the Nationals are beating the Padres 8-2 in the fourth inning. They've already got their reliever in, Daniel Camarena, who was just called up from the minor leagues.
That's Kiki's little brother.
Well, it's not. I don't know if it's Kiki Camarena's little brother because Kiki's dead a long time ago.
I didn't say his brother was.
No, I know, but it's probably not his brother.
His mom had
since Kiki Camarena was back in the 70s.
His mom had him old. Oh. He had Kiki young, and she had this one old.
So anyway, he had previously made his big league debut in mid-June. He threw 2 2/3 innings, and now he's been recalled here to up to the, and he's a relief pitcher, and he's up in the fourth inning with the bases loaded against Max Scherzer. So you want to talk about big. Now, they have got a camera on his family because he was just called up. And he's not, and this is what happened. Daniel Camarena, a relief pitcher, just called up against Max Scherzer in the fourth inning. Bases loaded.
Camarena to deep right field. Camarena plays it. Slam Diego. Are you kidding me? The Padres pitcher that just brought up from El Paso, the San Diego kid, hit a grand slam. That's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, they're showing his family.
Off Max Scherzer.
I love this call.
It's kind of crazy. What was he doing up the plate? Were they just trying to get through the end, just getting the end?
Well, you kind of.
It's National
yeah,
League.
Yeah, right. Obviously. National. It's 8-2. And yeah.
Sorry.
You got to go hit, Daniel.
What? Not 8-2 anymore.
And the dad is he's a young guy, and he's filming it, and he's then he falls to the ground. It's so unbelievable. I love that call though. That guy's pretty damn good. His Slam Diego. He's born and raised in Slam Diego.
The Padres have their own turnover chain, except it's a home run.
Yeah,
chain.
They got a giant. Yeah,
and it spins.
Okay, how does that make you feel? Everyone has bit the Miami Hurricanes.
It's
so
fine.
Badly.
It's fine. We're trendsetters. I understand.
Yeah, you do. You guys set the trend.
Although I will say that's the first
it's
time I've heard
giant,
of something like that.
I mean, it's a
and like, it spins.
It's a giant wheel that they put around a neck.
They put a spinner on.
Do you see what the Phillies are doing?
No.
Oh, so I'm watching the Phillies last night. They've got these.
By the way, Camarena.
What?
Well, is this majors or is this minors? I want to make sure this is minors, his minor league stats. This year, he's got 2 at-bats in the minors, and he's 1-for-2 at the home. No, this has got to be his. This has got to be against. No, this is Washington. For whatever reason, his minor league page has major league hitting stats. That's not what I was
saying. Kid can hit. He went down and got it and golfed it out. Brad Miller hit 3 homers last night against the Cubs. And the Phillies are putting these hats. I don't want to call them sombreros. They're like floppy, kind of brown. They look like party hat, not party hats or what. They look like straw hats, kind of thing. And Brad Miller had 3 of them on his head last night because he hit three bombs against the Cubs in their 8-0 win.
They call them homer hats.
They're homer hats.
Yes.
See, this is gonna now. This is they got the turnover chain in San Diego. The Astros did the little dance. We got to get
they
something,
did
though.
Too.
Yeah, they all looked at the camera.
Stare at the camera.
Started this. Now we've got homer hats.
But think about it, though. This is actually what baseball needs.
It does.
It's actually
some
what baseball needs to have fun because you are a sport that doesn't lend itself to the short attention span crowd. And so you need some things that are going to be more fun and more relatable for younger baseball viewers. And that is actually a really good idea.
It is. The homer hats that they're putting on, everybody's going to have something. Everybody's going to have something that they're going to start doing with homers to celebrate homers. But that was pretty neat. Brad Miller's a little guy, and he just crushed 3 pitches last night against the Cubs. Sorry, Cubs, you suck. The Yankees here tonight, and they suck too. No, you suck too. You suck too, Yankees.
You suck too.
They come in on a 4-0 loss to Seattle. They've got to fly. They're flying in all the way from Seattle to here after losing 4-0 yesterday. They don't feel good about themselves. Now, Cole was supposed to pitch tonight, and they've moved him, I guess, to tomorrow. And have they decided? At first, there was no pitcher decided for the first game. Yeah, it's Odorizzi against Cortez tonight. And then tomorrow, it's Greinke and Cole. And then Fromber against Talon. So this is big weekend in which I'm going to look at the lowest ticket price. This is a pretty good series. I'm looking online here. $41 is the lowest ticket that you can get. In other series, you can get tickets a lot cheaper than that. So we got to fill this place up. Keep the Yankees out of here. We got to be loud. We got to... Should we start a chant, F. Judge? Or F. Scranton?
I mean, Stanton? I'm for it. But F. Stanton? You can't do that or you will be summarily ejected and kicked out for life by the Astros.
But, well,
you can't use that kind of hate in the stadium.
That's not... No, no. See, but we're classier than New York.
That's hate speech.
We're classier.
We're saying you can hate us. We're giving you permission to hate us. And that's just not... That's considered hate speech by the Astros, too, for some reason. Instead of leaning into it and... Like, literally your entire fan base wants... Literally your entire fan base is saying, good, chip on our shoulder, it's us against the world. And the Astros won't lean into it. I think it's stupid, but whatever. But yeah, F Judge, absolutely, that'd be great.
No, because there's kids at the park. We're not doing that.
We'll just say F Judge.
Just F?
It's like a cleaned up version.
Well, then what the kids are going to say, what are they saying, Mommy?
F you in your A-U-D-G-D piece of S-I... Like, you can do that whole cussing.
What?
What's legal cussing? As I
No, the kids can spell now.
But you can legal cuss if you string enough of them together. You M-F-P-I-S-T... GD stupid.
Whoa, wow.
Piece of B.
Whoa.
Like you can that.
Whoa.
And that's called legal cussing.
Are Homer hats racist? No, they're not racist.
Let's ask questions about it. What is racist?
Were
what
they
is
sombreros?
It? They're not sombreros.
I was making sure.
Oh.
You weren't trying to put a Homer sombrero on somebody. Just making sure that's not what you were trying to do.
So anyway, when we come back, speaking of you want to spell? We have history made yesterday. History was made
it's
yesterday.
It's a new era.
It is.
Welcome. Welcome to the new era.
Welcome to the new era in the spelling bee. All right? History made. And it was and oh, by the way, there's a lot more to it. So don't you go anywhere here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, listen, tomorrow morning. At this time, no, at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, John Clay Wolf will come on. He will come on your radio here at 97.5 tomorrow morning, and he will say some stuff that you kind of just shake your head and go, I'm not sure you should say something like that. He will do that. He will. There's a lot of times I've cringed.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, I didn't say I wouldn't do it, but.
Do you ever listen to his show and say, I would not do that.
If I would not have said this. And if I say that, he's gone too far. If you want to know, to me, sometimes he's gone too far, but he just will go out on that limb. He's like that. So if you're looking for a great good time had by all, it's tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And if you're looking to sell your car, John Clay Wolf will get that job done too. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. He's the biggest not publicly traded. Car buyer in the country. He's huge. And he will give you more for your car. He says, I'll pay more than CarMax does. And if I can't beat CarMax's offer, I'm going to send you $100. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Maria, M-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct!
And there is your chant. The holder of 3 Guinness World Records and now the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee winner, Zaila Avangard.
That's courtesy of ESPN. Zaila Avangard. She is the first African-American winner of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. But more than that, there was once a Jamaican, a black Jamaican speller that won. This is the first African-American that has won the spelling bee. But more than that, bigger, much bigger arts, and much more unbelievable, she's from New Orleans, Louisiana. New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans was a huge underdog in the spelling bee.
And how about this? She only started competitive spelling 2 years ago.
That's incredible.
This is something that kids start when
they're four. She's a savant. That means she has a great feel. You know, my daughter does Latin words for my wife homeschools her. Holy crap.
No, did you hear him say?
Is this that same girl?
She's got three Guinness World Records, and it's in dribbling basketball.
So she is a super high achiever there.
She's unbelievable.
I'll bet she's homeschooled.
I don't know. No, because she plays on her schools. She is
homeschool kids can play on. The reason I say that is because homeschool kids are spelling bee. That's
incredible. And watch this. Her basketball skills are simply. She wants to go to Harvard and play, and she wants to play in the WNBA. She is unbelievable.
It's awesome.
She's a seventh grader or an eighth grader now.
Well, so she's not a talk about it. She's a be about it.
She does it.
I got talk about it at home.
Yeah.
And then, you just can't get off NBA 2K.
She is unbelievable. And she's already locked in at Harvard.
She got locked in.
And she's going to dominate the Ivy League in basketball. I can tell you that. But she plays with the boys, and she's
is that her with the behind-the-back dribble?
Behind the back dribble.
She has three world records in dribbling
basketballs.
Yeah, she may not be homeschool.
Wait till you see. I mean, her.
Are we watching a mixtape of the spelling bee winner?
Her juggling and dribbling is second to none in the world. In the world, so she is simply an unbelievable little young lady. Did I almost said little girl?
What would Jeff Van Gundy say about this?
Go ahead, Dell.
Look at this.
Dell, I want to give you. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Say it, Dell.
Nah, I'm good.
You could get away with it.
You
could totally get away with it.
No, read the text, John, and see if I should say
no,
it.
No, I'm not. Okay, let me see.
Not you. No. Don't read it out loud.
Yes.
No.
Raheel would.
Raheel?
Well, that's Raheel.
Raheel would have said it.
Mm. Well, I'm not Raheel.
Anyway, you can't say that.
No.
She is unbelievable. What an unbelievable young lady she is. She is going to be a star. And her name is Avant-Garde.
Yeah, how did that come about? That's another thing I want to know.
Zaila Avant-Garde.
Did someone in the family go, look, Thompson, screw the last name of Thompson. Yeah. We're going avant-garde. Yeah.
With a dash, with the small G.
I got to believe that came about because someone was like, Thompson ain't going to be our name anymore.
Her parents are going to be
avant-garde.
Different or high achieving because this is no accident. Look at me. Look at my kids. My kids will just sit on, NBA 2K and play all day long. Snacks will go outside and shoot some jumpers and think he just got a bunch of, I've been playing outside all day. Hates to read. We'll just jump on and start playing Roblox on the computer.
She's exceptional. Why are you comparing snacks to her? I mean, John Snacks Harrison is like, what the hell?
John Harrison went to Brown. His daughter is now an actress who's going to be doing something with a big name actor who we all know of and have heard of. She's in L.A. right now.
Oh, good for her.
His son, Jack, has been able to build computers since he was six.
Well, he used to take them apart here.
Yeah, he could take them apart and put them back together.
So what are you saying?
It's my kids.
Failure in parenting?
I mean, Alex really good at ping pong now. We found that out. He's gotten good at that. So that's like, I'm holding on to that.
Really good at
ping pong? And my daughter's a high achiever, but she's a homeschooler.
So you think it's a failure in parenting?
Well, I'm going to put it on my wife, but. Yeah, I think it comes. I think when kids are like this, they probably get it from their parents. Their parents probably kickstart them. And when kids are like my kids, they're like, "Hey, you got a lot of potential."
I feel bad.
You just
for
keep
this.
Talking about their potential.
So I'm watching.
You were obsessed with her juggling these balls.
Oh no, she's unbelievable, dude. She can do. There's nothing she can't. She can't juggle or dribble. Spell. She's unbelievable. Now I feel.
What
bad.
Are you going to do with that in your next life?
I feel bad. Do you see this little gate that's here in front of her? She's in this room, and there's a little gate here. They've got a little son, it looks like.
It's her
garage,
right?
He came up, and he was looking to keep the little kid out of there.
Wait a minute. She's on a unicycle, and now she's on a Segway.
And now she's on two basketballs.
Okay, let me ask you something. Yeah, this is all great. So what are you going to do with that juggling talent? What are you going to do with your spelling WNBA? Talent? With juggling? Congratulations.
No, she's an unbelievable dribbler.
Great. You'll make $60,000 a year. My kids are going to be playing esports and be making $1.7 million a year. So my kids win. Although they're not good enough.
Why do you think your kids are good enough?
Yeah, juggle away. Yay, spell and juggle.
What are your kids elite at?
I want my kids to be influencers. I'm not stupid anymore. I'm completely woke on technology now. I want my kids to get a lot of followers and get some kind of NIL deal, or maybe start their own streaming channels and start making billions.
The problem
would I want my kid to juggle and spell? Big deal.
The problem for your kids anymore is they have a problematic parent.
Well, she's also going to get a scholarship to Harvard. But okay,
great.
But your kids can
fantastic.
Play.
Fantastic. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to go to are you going to take a position as a speller somewhere or a juggler somewhere? Great. My kids, Mason's going to be on NBA 2K on an esports team making bank. And getting sponsored.
Doesn't he lose to you in that game?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I did beat him recently.
Yeah.
What let me know that he's not really ready to take it to the next level. I hadn't played for like 2 years, and I beat him. Now, he'll beat me most times. And to be fair, I played with the Nets, and he was playing with the Pacers. So, I mean, he did try to handicap it for me, but it's too bad.
If he was going to be an e-sport superstar, he'd beat you with the Pacers.
Well, he plays every day multiple hours, so I still think there's – because he's grinding. So I like the fact that Mason grinds on that video game on the controller. Do you know my kids play so much that they have Drift now? Do you know what Drift is? Drift.
No.
Do you know what Drift is, Del? I didn't know this is a thing. Drift is when your controller, like, will – you're always headed up. Like, you try to change teams, but it starts flipping because it's always, like, too far up or down because your controller, you've used it so much, it has drift. That's how you know he's been grinding. Like, spelling. I know Latin.
Don't care what that is.
Deal.
Grinding. That's what you call it?
When you grind on video games.
It's actually a giant waste of time every day. But
don't,
okay.
For him,
well, tell it to Ninja or tell it to PewDiePie or tell it to some of these people making millions.
Yeah.
Millions.
And
you think your kids are on that track?
Yeah.
Well, that's the hope.
Don't we all know what your children are going to go into?
I want my kids to be the next Paul Brothers. I never thought I'd say that.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. We were told that you were a son of privilege because of your dad being a coach. Aren't your kids just going to enter into the evaluating realm?
Nothing's
because
more privileged
they're
than
privileged
high school junior high coach who grinded up to. Yeah. High school. We went from junior high to high school, then to assistant offensive line coach. It wasn't much privilege, but yeah,
I'm
going to make sure that they get the best opportunity to get a great streaming channel, to have the very best microphones in the business when they stream. I'm going to say, I want you to have the best software.
Yeah. College,
I'm going to use my privilege to get you
crap.
The best software for your streaming stuff, and I'm going to use Brandon Strange from SportsMap side to start cutting up our videos. Yes, I'm going to use my privilege to have professionally edited videos of my kids playing very average NBA 2K and see if
that'll
see
work
if
out.
It catches
see
on.
That,
see if
that,
the channel
catch on.
See if the channel catches
that's
on.
That's a can't miss.
I'm open to this now. I used to hate when my kids play video games until I saw how much these YouTubers make. And I just want one of my kids to be a YouTuber.
I think
now.
It's pretty clear you've seen that there aren't many avenues for them to be successful. So you're slowly deciding, hey, let's try the video game route.
We went.
Sorry you can read me so well, Del. That's exactly what I think.
We went from Zaila Avant-Garde
to his children.
3 world records, national spelling bee champ after just 2 years.
I hear about this all the time.
Harvard, WNBA.
Who cares? It's not getting me any money.
To Lance's kids playing video
games. John, are you worried about it?
No, don't care. She'll get all kinds of national
attention.
Another
white guy. Yeah. Trying to ride on the coattails of an African American.
No, I'm trying to ride on the coattails of biracial children of mine.
So
I'm talking about you, not your kids.
John's trying to ride on her coattails. Look at me and Jahila are doing juggling.
How about we get her name right?
Big deal.
How about we get her name right?
Yeah. Her name is Zaila.
Well, juggles and spells. Great. You know what? Is she a real kid who plays outside and sits and plays video games all the time?
She's a good basketball player. Yes.
Yeah, but other than that. Like, what's the being a highly accomplished basketball
player?
You mean
going to Harvard?
Who practices a lot.
Going to Harvard, accomplished basketball player, winning a spelling bee title.
I don't care about high accomplishing kids anymore. I'm off of that.
We're
on to slacker turned millionaire. I've seen it happen. I know it can happen. You just have to be willing to do stuff. I don't want my kids doing those things where you go into black neighborhoods and do racist pranks. That's out. People get shot and beat up for that. Well, that's not something I want my kids doing.
That's something that happens on YouTube?
Have you seen that on YouTube?
No.
That's the dumbest channels I've the entire time I'm hoping they get beat up. I'm like, please let us just see that. And then I read an article where one of the guys got shot and killed.
Well,
and I'm like, well, I mean,
play stupid games.
I mean, stupid prizes are being awarded every day.
We do have a couple callers. We'll get to on the other side. Sorry, guys. This was about Lance and the prospect of his kids' futures.
Money. Wow. How did it turn from Zyla to Lance's underachieving kids?
Because sometimes you have an epiphany about, my kids got no shot.
It's actually what it was.
And now he's trying to figure out a way for them.
But they do have a shot. That was my whole point, is you don't have to spell and dribble or juggle.
What I feel bad for, she's got like a four-year-old brother that's watching her do this stuff.
Oh, boy.
And it's like, how am I supposed to live up to this?
He's got no chance.
God, can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
You are such a disappointment.
He's got to be president.
I can't with you anymore.
Are we satisfied yet, parents? I became president. Okay, you think I'm better than Zyla now?
But you know what his parents are going to say? So did that Orange Reality Star guy.
When his parents see a B on the report card, he's going to hate her. And it's not her fault.
She's the worst.
He is going to hate her.
You're the worst sister ever.
Here's your claim to fame. When your head got into the shot when I was doing my dribbling on a unicycle.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Trevor. You're famous now.
Hold on.
There's your once.
Her name is Zyla Avant Garde. You think they named him Trevor?
Trevor?
Yeah. Trevor
Avant Garde.
Last name.
Trevor Davis Avant Garde. Nah.
No, Avant Garde is middle name, right?
No, that's her last name.
That's her last name.
But so they had to have changed it.
Yeah,
well,
I said
how
that.
How do you know
that?
They could have been the avant-garde before that.
No, no one goes to an artistic movement. When do you think that last name started for them?
The avant-garde?
The avant-garde.
400-year history of that name?
You think you can ancestor.com the avant-garde back to France?
Go see.
Is that how you think it works?
I don't know. You don't know.
No.
Let's talk about, speaking of which, we've been talking about Louisiana. How about Louisiana? How about the Cajun and Creole cultures
you're
going to find in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Do they spell Lafayette like that?
They spell it Lafayette.
All right. That's spell Cracklin.
Cracklin is C-R-A-C-K-L-I-N.
That's right. That's how I spell it.
Here's what you do, though. Listen, you can get some great it's unbelievable, the Cracklin in Lafayette. Lafayette's about, I've done it like 1,000 times because I lived there and my wife's peeps all live there. So we've done it. It's 3 hours and 15 minutes to get there. Spend the weekend. The average hotel room there is about $85. You go and you enjoy the Cajun and Creole country. You're 15 minutes away from the largest swamp in the country, the Atchafalaya Basin. You're about 30 minutes away from Avery Island, so you can take a little day trip and go and see where Tabasco is made. You can go to the Acadian Cultural Center. You can play golf. It's just a great place, a getaway this summer. They got something going on called Eat Lafayette. A bunch of restaurants are offering great deals, great discounts on their food this summer at Eat Lafayette. So just a great place to go. I would still live there if I could have afforded it, but it's a great place to go and enjoy and have yourself a great time. Looking for a little getaway? LafayetteTravel.com. That's LafayetteTravel.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Kane is in the building.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
A black spelling bee champ. Congrats. Prayers to Raheel and those people. That's ugly. Art, stop it. All right. That's not what we're doing here. We're not doing that. Congratulations to Zyla. Well deserved, young lady. She's unbelievable.
And credit to the state of Louisiana for actually producing something other than football players.
Yeah. How about that? Of all the states to produce our spelling bee champ, Louisiana was going to be a huge underdog.
You couldn't have me on that broadcast. Like, yeah, Zaila Avant-Garde, the dribbling, you know, first African-American, all that stuff is great. But you hear she's from Louisiana?
She what? She spells? And she's from New Orleans? Really? Who's up first? Biscuit, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What do you say, Biscuit?
Hey, man, top of the morning to you, man. And I think, Lance, I think you're on to something, man. It's frustrating as a parent when you do all you can and your kids is like, okay, you're looking, Lord, why me, Lord? Because this girl right here, this girl, did you see the video of her in basketball?
Yeah.
She said spelling is her side gig. That's what she said. That's her side gig.
She's unbelievable.
If you watch the spelling bee and watch when they were putting the words out, the other kids were getting nervous and stuff, and she's just sitting there cool, calm, collected. You know, it's like, wow, this girl. So my point I'm making is, man, sometimes people say it's DNA, but sometimes the Lord just comes in and just blesses somebody. It's just from out of nowhere. You know, this kid, we don't even, if we looked at their parents, we probably like, how in the world? Cause, I mean, I'm thinking like LeBron James. You know what I mean? Out of nowhere, the parents don't match the kid. And it's like, how did this happen? This girl is phenomenal. She is going to be successful. Man, and it's just, it's frustrating. Lance, I'm with you. It's frustrating. Because then when I go look at my sons, and I'm like,
I mean,
I exposed you to everything. I took you to all the games. I played catch with you. We shagged balls. We went to the batting cages.
I know. And there's only so much you can do.
You know what I mean? I hooked up with a woman who I thought could give us the right DNA.
See?
And then you get Zaila.
Yeah.
She's just phenomenal. Anything she does, she's probably phenomenal.
Oh, everything. Everything she does, she's phenomenal. And you hate that as a parent.
Yeah, you hate to see another kid
just succeed like that, and then you look at your kids and go, "What?"
Yeah, it's the worst feeling. That's why you can.
Yeah,
you just hate to see a kid succeed in this day and age.
My kids are listening. I apologize.
Like, let's all play to the same level.
You ain't Zaila, kids.
One of your kids is a doctor.
One of my kids is a doctor. The other one's working in Congress, and the other one is ministering.
Circumcising kids around the world.
No,
right?
Well, not really.
Do any of them game?
He's in Destin. He's not really doing that.
Do they game at all?
A lot of people go to Guam and Cambodia to minister. Florida. He went to Destin, Florida, so it's a little, it's a little different.
He's not all in yet.
Well, he's kind of. That's where it is.
Do you have any good places to do
you know, somewhere where they don't
how
have
about Coeur d'Alene, Idaho?
Yeah, can I
what play? About Jackson Hole?
Is there a place where I can golf too?
He can do that.
What about La Jolla? I mean, there are probably some heathens there I can talk to. La Jolla? No. You've got to go to Guam.
What about Pebble? Doesn't Pebble Beach have some people that need? So White Magic is here. AJ was on yesterday, and White Magic came up, as a matter of fact.
That topic came up?
Yeah, that topic, because AJ apparently was afraid to fight White Magic. And White Magic, did you hear AJ on the show yesterday?
Come on, you know I don't listen. I almost cussed. But no, you know I ain't listening when that dude is on. But anyways, back to this. So I believe in your kid, Lance. I truly believe that they can somewhat carve out a career in this. Because if the crumb bum Fred, the ballhead bitch, can make a somewhat decent career out of being average, why can't your kid? I'm gonna hang up and listen.
You crumb bum.
The crumb bum Fred and the ball headed. What did he call it?
Oh, is that what he said about Fred?
Yeah,
that's my radio partner. You can't say that.
I don't. How was your afternoon show yesterday?
Fine. We did some baseball talk. We did not that much basketball talk. We did a lot of football talk.
Yeah,
and he asked me what I would do if I were instead of Nick
Caserio.
Yeah,
I heard that part. You would have done differently.
Yeah. I had some things. I mean, the first thing I would have done is I probably wouldn't have made the first pick in the third round. I'm trading it back and get more picks. Or, frankly, I'm asking somebody for their second rounder next year, and you can have this third rounder this year. And give me a fifth. Or let's flip-flop. I get, your fifth and you get my sixth, whatever the case may be. But I would have done things different than Nick Caserio, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that was an interesting thing for exercise for me to go through and do that. But we did some non-sports stuff too. I was 2 hours in, and it was all sports, and I've realized Fred is not used to this.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of like base sports stuff. I know the afternoon show, they don't do as much sports stuff.
No, they were getting sportsy, they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been sportsy.
What were you yesterday? How much sports did you do yesterday?
Most all. I think most all of it was
sports. Was AJ okay?
AJ was fine with it. No, okay. I think he had a good time. I don't know. I don't. You'd have to ask AJ.
Did he seem like he was trying?
I wanted to see him fight White Magic, but that never happened.
Of course you tried to start that.
Well, yeah.
Were you ever... Okay, so we call those
guys...
So
he was here for Throw Shade Thursday. That was interesting.
Yeah, he said he made it through that. So we call those guys in high school ship starters, but not ship.
Yeah.
And like my guy Kirby Sherrod was a great ship starter. He made my friend Michael fight Kenny Grant when we were freshmen and football players. And Michael tried to have Kenny's back on something, and then... And then Kirby tried to make it seem like Michael was actually going against him.
Uh-huh.
And so before you knew it, they were fighting.
Uh-huh.
So, or maybe it's Plez who did it, not Kirby. It may have been Plez. Plez was a ship starter.
Yeah.
Were you one of those guys in high school? Or with the animals?
I enjoyed it. I don't know if I, I don't know if I was, but I enjoyed it. If, you know, ship was starting.
Okay. So you were in.
Yeah.
You weren't necessarily an active participant. Did you encourage it?
Not. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'd be like, oh, did you hear that? You hear that?
Well, that's textbook ship starting.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was me.
Then you are one.
That
did you hear that?
Yeah. I did. Yeah.
Is textbook.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No. Then I guess I was then. Okay. But yeah. I just wish, you know, AJ, and then it was on Twitter yesterday that AJ wouldn't fight him. So AJ was like, yeah, he's so AJ's so soft. And so, I mean, I just would like to see something like that. That's all. To me, that would be fun.
So we got people who want to know why you don't rep the Texans and you're repping the Seattle Seahawks.
Because Alonzo Highsmith.
So what?
Alonzo gave
Alonzo's
me gear.
Not your child.
Did the Texans give me gear?
Alonzo's not your dad.
Texans give me pizza. Yes, I can't wear pizzas. I'm not wearing a pizza.
When's last time you wore Texan gear?
Ooh.
Didn't JJ send you a jersey?
Yeah.
He did. I saw it this morning, as a matter of fact. It was.
Why didn't you wear it?
In the closet. Because I ain't wearing that crap.
That mean?
I ain't wearing that crap. So, because it. When was the last time you saw someone wearing Texans
Hold
gear?
On a second.
Oh, you're gonna go put your jersey on? You're gonna wear your jersey proudly? Yeah. Well, guess what? For that Cardinal, you're gonna go wear that jersey. Good. Now you're repping the Cardinals.
You know what he's dressed like now?
Yeah.
He looks like some dude.
He looks like a hoodlum.
He looks like. Like the second in line for one of those West Coast chopper places. Like you see those TV. Have you seen those shows before? Like they used to be popular in like the early aughts where like we're going to rebuild your car and fix it up.
He
looks like one of those dudes in the background who's not one of the stars of the show, but he's out there working. Hey, Mark, what are you doing today? And he's like, well, I'm going to refurbish this. Okay. That's what he's dressed like right now.
Start banging out the chassis.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he can't hear because he had to leave. But that's what he looks like.
Medium. He's not wearing it.
He doesn't want to. It's a little snug.
I want to see that.
It's for framing.
Oh,
media. You get those small ones for framing, I guess.
Look pretty.
So I guess JJ thought I was gonna frame it.
Yeah, you could frame it. It says cool. To Lance, my good friend Lance.
Doesn't say good friend.
Hey Lance,
thanks for your work. Bye.
You didn't hear it because you were trying to find your snug jersey. You got a certain look going on that I appreciate.
What is it?
You remember those we're gonna pimp your ride, refurbish your vehicle shows that are big in the early aughts? You're dressed like the second guy. That's what you're dressed like.
You know, because I'm wearing my hat, my Ito hat, Ito t-shirts. It's they made this Astro hat. It's actually they make some great stuff. So I've got the flat brim on. You know how I look like Rob from Big and Rob?
You wish you were Rob Dyrdek.
But this is the Rob Dyrdek hat.
It's the flat brim, sure. But
I'm not the number two off my ride with Exhibit. I'm not Exhibit's homie.
Or one of that.
Like Lil Ray.
Or there's another show who does motorcycles and stuff and cars. Yeah. You're that guy.
Well, or you're Jesse's
Pinkman?
Pinkman's buddy. You know, the other guy that's doing
rabbit
meth.
Or squirrel or whatever.
One of those.
Yeah.
You could be,
like
yeah,
that.
You could be one of the guys that's hanging Ferret. Out just looking
you got
for
that
some more meth.
He does. If your shirt had like the Fox logo from that bike.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
The motocross stuff. You'd be right there.
Yeah. That's what I'm going for. Good. What? Thanks.
Oh, because it's raining, I guess? That's why you got a jacket on?
Yeah. It was pouring rain out of my house.
This is literally a rain jacket. And I'm going to pimp somebody's ride.
I got a Seahawks shirt on today, yes, because of Alonzo Highsmith. And you know what? If Alonzo went to the Texans, then I might wear.
Okay,
but I want to know.
You've given him so much money. Stop acting like you're not a Texan's best friend.
No, they love me. That love is not being returned.
Why do you keep giving them money? It sounds like an abusive relationship.
So I want to know, do you ever see anyone in Texans gear anymore? It's such a corny logo. It's such a terrible, the colors are awful.
Yeah, I see it all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
I never see Texans gear. I see Astros all the time.
I don't see it as much. I mean, we did have a whole pandemic where we haven't seen as many people out and about.
I was living my best pandemic life.
But not a lot of other people.
I don't see anyone ever wearing a Texans golf shirt.
During a football season?
Or a T-shirt.
I see
Astros
all the time. And you know where else I see the Texans stuff? On the back of cars. Like where you can't just take it off as easy. Stickers or the metal decals on there.
I see that.
Like I don't see as many, but it's also not football season.
But still,
they're not good. Obviously, people rep the Astros because they're good now. Because people are front runners with clothes. Look at you. Seattle, you weren't wearing, you know, you wore Cleveland when they were on the come up. You weren't wearing Cleveland when they were terrible. You're a front runner.
Yeah. Well,
where's your Jet stuff?
I'm not. As soon as they send me some stuff, I was wearing Brown stuff when they gave me stuff. I'm wearing Seahawks stuff when they
give
me stuff.
Oh, when people give you free stuff,
I wear it.
So right now, if I go get that flat brim hat from Hebert Linares,
I'll wear it.
Yeah, you both can look like you're working at West Coast Customs. Put the hat on.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on. 9 o'clock, ESPN 973-780-3776. You know what, though? I don't want to cover up my hair. That's why I don't wear a hat. Because Doc Linville did all this work on my head, and you want me to cover it up with a lid. What? That's just silly. I love to show my long, flowing locks now. Fred, too. Huh? Well, listen. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. What? That's right, 975hair.com. And you, my friends, will enjoy beautiful, long flowing locks like I have. All you got to do, and Fred too. Fred was in the chair about 8 hours. I was in the chair about four. I got half the work done. I might go back and get the PRP, which will encourage more growth. And if you're somebody that is thinning, the doc can help you there too. Now, if you're bald, you got a giant bald spot, or you're balding and you're like, okay, this has got to stop. That's what the doc is here for. It's unbelievable. The process is easy. You'll love it. The doc is one of the leaders in this city in hair replacement. Guys, stand up and get this job done. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
If you can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show, we've got just the thing for you, and it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN 97.5.
Say what?